You're not going to believe what happened to me last night. But I take that back. Of course you're going to believe, because you've come to trust me, and I would tell you no lie. This fits in perfectly. It was God's plan. It wasn't my plan. I was called on the bat phone to come to the Bible study. An hour and 15-minute drive away. I was very tired. I did not want to come. I was bowing out of this Bible study. No, you can't bow out. We got a new guy coming, and he's interested in this kind of stuff. You got to come. I said, no, I'm tired. You guys can handle it. No, we can't. Apparently, I'm some kind of genius when it comes to explaining things to people. So I call this the bat phone. I'm Batman. And when they need someone who can basically hammer somebody,
here's a dime. Call Commissioner Gordon.
Then I'm the guy they call. Why don't they call me the Hammer? I should be the Hammer. I like that better than Batman. But Batman suited me that night. Finally talked me into it, and I'll have to admit, it felt good. I ran to my car. I really felt like Batman going to the scene. And so I arrived at the Bible study.
Holy nightmare.
Very awkward. When new people come to Bible studies, it's always awkward. And I don't even care anymore. I really don't, because I just assume it's going to be awkward. I just let the awkwardness happen and see what God's going to do. Most people get worried, like, oh boy, this is really going poorly.
Holy nightmare.
I just drink my coffee and look around and enjoy it. And I know it's going to turn a corner. It always does. And the corner this time was the topic of free will. This man at the study was very nice. He was a nice gentleman. Although, since I'm in the Batman analogy, I'm going to go ahead and call him the Penguin. I try to show always, when it comes around to this sticky topic, that it's Jesus Christ that saves. Well, that's the foundation of the gospel. But people will not, they will hold on to the death grip, their free will. And I said, well, if you're going to hold on to your free will, then you're going to say that you saved yourself. No, I didn't. Jesus saved me. Oh, good. Jesus saved you, so I guess it wasn't anything that you did. Well, no, I believed. I did that. Jesus left me alone long enough. He said that. Left me alone long enough so that I did it on my own. I said, you did it on your own? Yes, I did it on my own. Then at least you're getting honest here. You're admitting that you did it on your own, and that it was not Christ's work. Oh, but it was Christ's work. He did it. How can you say Christ did it when you said you did it on your own? It's still Christ's work. I made him repeat, on your own. I said, I want you to listen to what you just said, on your own. If I had had a tape recorder, I would have been a real bastard, because I'd have kept playing it over. Listen to this, on my own, on my own, on my own.
Holy hole in a donut!
And I just practically did that anyway. I just hammered him with that over and over again. Listen to yourself, on my own. If it's on your own, then it's apart from Christ. No, it's still of Christ. I'm telling you, I was ready to bang my head against the wall. I hated this Bible study. I detested it. You can't argue with somebody like this who's going to talk out of both sides of their mouth. Christ, my salvation is of Christ. But you just said you did on your own. I did. Oh, I wanted to leave, but I couldn't, because I wish I wasn't. But there I was at the scene of the crime. But something really cool happened, cool slash terrible, awful, miserable, in that I was introduced, well, I always knew this existed, but it was really made plain to me, the 0.99 syndrome. Yes, introducing today for you the 0.99 syndrome. Here's how it works. I finally got to the question, the key question I always ask, what percentage of your salvation is of Christ? Now, most Christians will answer 100%, because they like the whitewash. They lick that big brush and they dip it in the whitewash. They want to make themselves look good, like they really do believe it was of Jesus. So what percentage was it of Jesus? Well, it's 100% of Jesus. Then, of course, you find out they don't really mean that. They just like it to look like that. And then you get down into the tomb. You know, the Pharisees whitewashed the outside of the tomb, and you find the bones.
Filthy criminals.
Namely, that, well, I exercised my free will. I did make the decision. Just what part of the 100% then are you going to take away from Jesus and give back to yourself? That messes them up. But the Penguin was honest.
Call Commissioner Gordon.
Everybody was shocked. I said, what percentage of this would you say is Jesus' work? 99.99%. We all just sat there like, oh, what?
Call Commissioner Gordon.
I capitalized on this situation. So I asked, why would you even hesitate to give all the power, all the glory, all the credit to God? Couldn't answer. could not answer. It was a beautiful thing to see. The answer is because I have to protect my free will at all costs. And I realized something that moment about 99.99. It's whitewash. We're supposed to be impressed by, I'm not just giving God 99% of the credit, I'm giving him 99.99. Aren't I a good Christian? I'm adding the .99 because I want to give Jesus most of the credit. It doesn't make one bit of difference whether it's 99% or 80% or 1%. His end of the, quote, deal, unquote, did not save you. No matter what, you still get to the point where that 5% or 10% or 99% or 99.99%, it doesn't work. The higher percentage you get is just thicker layers of whitewash. You can say 99.99999%. Sorry, I'm not impressed. But then again, maybe I am impressed. I did get him to the point where he had to come up with part of the percentage for himself. See, most Christians are so brainwashed on this matter, they'll say 100%, and then they'll turn right around and say, well, I chose Christ, that's why I'm saved. But this guy, because I hammered him and hammered him and hammered him, he finally realized, well, I think at the beginning he would have said 100%. If I had asked that question as soon as I'd stepped out of the Batmobile, before I started hammering him, if I had just gone in there and say, what percentage? 100%, he'd be brainwashed like the rest. But I finally got him to face that, woke him up a little bit, so he said, wow, I'm going to have to come up with a percentage for this bastard because he's right. I am claiming part of the credit, but I'm going to whitewash the crap out of it, and I'm going to put so many nines to the right of that decimal point that he's going to think I'm a wonderful person. It was an improvement, sir, but it didn't go all the way.
You have learned your lesson. Crime never pays.
It's just another layer of whitewash because it still does not produce salvation. It's still your .001. I know I've said this before, but it really hit home to me. What these 99.99 percenters are doing, they're trying to look self-righteous. They're trying to give credit to God when really they still believe that it's themselves that save themselves. Why not just say it's 1%? No difference. Remember the penguin on Batman? I can't do it very good. I love that guy. But this study drove me crazy. I was so glad to get back to my Batcave and Alfred and Aunt Harriet. Woo! Tomorrow I'm going to tell you the question that the Penguin's sister asked. I'm tempted to call her Catwoman, but no, she's not an antagonist. She is not a villain. She was playing devil's advocate.
Catwoman, will you never learn?
We'll get to that tomorrow. In the meantime, believe in God no matter what. The clergy tell you, I'm Martin Zender.